So we are going to turn our attention to our guest for this segment, Josh Bannock, head of policy for the Illinois Policy Institute. Josh has appeared in popular outlets like National Review, The Washington Examiner, Washington Times, Discourse, as well as peer-reviewed journals like Political Studies. The author of The Politics of Place, Montesquieu, Particularism in the Pursuit of Liberty. That sounds fancy. Then it's from University of Rochester Press. That came out in 2017. That book has received numerous positive reviews. He's currently completing a book on persuasion and developing strategies to advocate for policies that expand freedom and prosperity. Before joining Illinois Policy Institute, Josh was a research fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's been a speechwriter for numerous senior government officials. And he's a postdoctoral fellow at Brown University and the University of Wisconsin-Madison, home of the Badgers, Keith.
I've heard that.
And Josh earned his bachelor's in government and politics from the University of Maryland, College Park, and his PhD in political science from the University of Notre Dame. Oh, boy, fighting Irish.
That's quite a resume.
I would say, Josh, that you have more degrees than the thermometer, but now I realize I have to call you Dr. Josh Bannock because you have the PhD. So how are you doing today, sir?
Thanks, Scott, and everyone. Really, it's great to be here. Thanks for giving the opportunity to talk to you.
What do you want to share with us about? I think specifically we've seen the north portion of Cook County have tremendous increases in property taxes this last assessment here. But it's not just this one third of the county that's a big thing. It's really a statewide problem in Illinois. How do we fix it? What are the problems with it? What do you have to share with us today?
I know that's, it's one of the most important issues facing Illinois. We do a lot of polling, and when we look at both inside Chicago, especially and across the state, high taxes consistently come up as one of the two most important issues for everyone across the state of Illinois. And it's a problem that is so serious that the state of Illinois last year lost over 100,000 residents, and 97% of them went to states with lower taxes. And those aren't just residents. That's friends and family, grandkids, grandparents, things like that. So it's a really serious issue, high taxes. So, we can talk about the problem that it is and what causes it and some things that we can do to try and make it better.
So how might we make it better, Josh? What's the average Joe to do about this?
There's, I guess, two standpoints. It's kind of what can we do as citizens and what can our policymakers do? I mean, for policymakers, it's pretty straightforward, for better or for worse, which is to reduce the property tax burden and to not thrust more taxes onto residents. So unfortunately, in Chicago, for example, there's now a renter's tax on the ballot. They're branding it a mansion tax, but the reality is that the real estate transfer tax is something that is going to hurt renters because they rent the properties that are going to cost over $1 million.
So
because
Keith,
those properties are broken up into a couple of units.
So Keith Conrad, the apartment building you live in is likely well over $1 million. And so the landlord will get an increase in property taxes and then it'll just pass down to the Keith.
Yeah, I was so smug just a second ago.
Well, that's funny. I was in a joke here because you said, I'm a happy renter. And, the reality of these things is that it's actually really perverse. It's that these taxes, they just get passed on to renters. So mm-hmm. That hurts renters. And because of high property taxes, you are disincentivized from buying a home, which is the pathway to the middle class for hundreds of millions of people in this country. And they're being blocked because property taxes are so high in Illinois.
There's even another thing that just kind of popped in my head when she pointed out the problem that landlords have and then their tenants have. We also, in Cook County, we try to tax the commercial properties 2.5 times the rate that we tax residential property. And then we wonder why it's $100 a plate to go to dinner. The businesses don't absorb the property taxes. They have to pass it along to diners. And so it just makes living here all that much harder. And then that's why we see retirees moving to more affordable places like Florida.
That's 100% right. Chicago in particular has the second highest commercial property taxes in the nation. And they're just in general really high in Cook County and Illinois. And that does two things, like you said, exactly right. That one, businesses, they have to cover their costs somehow. And that means that they pass those costs on to consumers, which means that either you go out and pay more or you just decide not to go out and consume any kind of services. Because at some point, just like residents, they say, no, ma, we can't bear this anymore. And they leave. And those are jobs that leave.
In the short term, we have, you know, our in the restaurant example that we've been with, the servers, the cooks, and everybody, with all that lost employment, all that lost tax revenue from the from those locations, and then eventually losing the business altogether. That really harms the quality of life here, and the I guess the variability of the jobs that are available too, because not everybody wants to be a financial planner or a radio producer. Some folks really have a passion for working in the restaurants.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the quality of life is really, I think, the foundational issue because, well, that's why we have elected officials. We want to make Illinois a place where people want to move. And the sad reality is that it's a place that people are leaving in droves.
Yeah, instead of a place that people want to move to, a place that people want to move from. And I have friends, as we, I think most of us have friends and family in other states. And it's we're a bit of a laughingstock, not only as a city, not only as a a region, Chicagoland, but also as a state. People keep asking me, why do you still stay there? Why don't you move? Why haven't you moved yet?
That's exactly right. And it's a sad question to ask because what that leads to eventually, the breakdown in community, people all across the state saying, this isn't home anymore. I got to go somewhere else.
So, Josh, if we were to cut taxes, though, the other thing that has to go with it is we have to cut spending. And there seems to be a real hesitancy in Illinois to cut spending. It seems the answer to every question is more spending. What do you have to say about that?
Well, there are, I think, two big things to consider here. The first is that the sad reality is that in two big ways, policymakers' hands are, they're cuffed. The first is because of pensions. So the Illinois state pension debt is stands at, and this is not a typo, I promise, it's $140 billion. And Illinois pensions, they're only funded at 51%, which actually means that they're approaching the state of no return. And pensions take up roughly 27% of the state budget. So, like, you do the math. This is a huge problem. It's even worse in Chicago. That's probably not too hard to believe, but it is. And what that means is that legislators down in Springfield, they're required by law to fund pensions. And so if you don't long-term address the pension problem, then you can never sufficiently reduce the tax burden because you have to get the revenue somewhere. So what we proposed in the past is to basically have a hold harmless pension reform plan, which means that current people who are receiving pension benefits, they are kept whole, and that future recipients go under a new system that is sustainable. So pensions is the first issue. And another really funny thing about Illinois is that we have a remarkable number of local units of government. So the state with the second most local units of government is Texas, with a population of 30 million people. Illinois has almost 7,000 local units of government, and Illinois' population is about 12 million. So what that means is that there's just a tremendous amount of duplication in government services, which is a huge drain on local resources. So it's extremely inefficient.
Josh, I've got to go to a break real quick. Can I hold you over to the next segment?
Absolutely.
Okay. You're listening to Retirement Dakota with Scott Tucker. I'm your host, Scott Tucker. If you'd like to get a free copy of my latest book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? You can go to retirementdakota.com or you can text the keyword KIT, K-I-T, to 847-474-3888. More with Josh Bandock after this. And we're back. Welcome back to Retirement Dakota with Scott Tucker. I'm your host, Scott Tucker. Of course, we have our trusty co-host, as always, Keith Conrad. Say hello, Keith Conrad.
Hello, Keith Conrad.
And our trusty co-host, Julie Foley. Say hello, Julie Foley.
Hello, Julie Foley.
And our trusty co-host, Andre Hoody. Say hello, Andre Hoody.
Hello, Andre Hoody.
And we held over from the last segment. Our special guest on this weekend's show is Josh Bandock from Illinois Policy Institute. He's the head of policy. And Josh, we've been discussing the tax burden in Illinois, especially through property taxes. And then we started to talk about the spending burdens, I guess, and some of them are really hard to reduce. Like state pensions, I think you said, are 27% of the state budget right now. Is that correct?
27%, yeah, that's right.
So somehow we've got to honor our commitments we've made, but we also probably have to come up with a better system for the future for retirement, because if we promise somebody a pension and we just can't pay it, that's no good for anybody.
That's right.
So you were talking about some proposals that Illinois Policy has made in the past?
Yeah, well, so one thing that we talked about before is the need to have a hold harmless pension reform plan, which means that anybody who's in the system is kept whole because we made promises that we have to keep, and that going forward, we create a system that is more sustainable. So it's based on the 2013 bipartisan reforms that would eliminate the unfunded pension liability system. And I'm sure one thing you're wondering is, well, what does this take? And it takes a tremendous amount of courage on the side of lawmakers, because there are a lot of pressures, especially from unions, to not do this. So it takes a lot of courage for them to say, look, we're going to do what we know is in the long-term interest of everyone in Illinois.
Well, because like I said, if we just promise giant pensions, and then, you know, if a politician does that, and they don't do the legwork necessary to make those pensions happen, then they just don't happen. So you made a promise, and then you let somebody down. It doesn't really help anyone.
It's unfair.
It's very unfair. Keith, you have a comment?
Yeah, Josh, what would a sustainable pension system look like, just like in a thumbnail sketch versus what we're doing right now?
Well, so it's going to be a system that, among other things, doesn't have the same, well, extremely generous defined benefit plans, because they're just not sustainable. So it's going to focus on achieving retirement security in a way that that is going to define the contribution. And then not have them be something that's outsized in the state budget.
Something sort of like a 401k style thing where there's an employee contribution and an employer contribution, the employer being the state taxpayer?
Well, sir, with certainly state contributions, but not at the level that they are now, which is just based on all the numbers. I mean, people down in Springfield, once they look at it, even they start to see, uh-oh, this is a big problem. We can't sustain this.
Something we're going to talk about later in today's show is Charlie Munger just passed away at 99 years of age. Henry Kissinger just passed away at 100 years of age. Rosalind Carter, 96 years of age. Jimmy Carter still going strong at 99 years of age. So these pensions, that's the problem. If we don't fund them and then people live a long time, we really can't honor them. And so I think that's really a big part of things. Josh, do you have any parting thoughts as we move on to some other topics?
No parting thoughts. I mean, look, I just appreciate the opportunity to talk about these really important issues and that you guys are highlighting them.
And how could we maybe help the Illinois Policy Institute or help you? Anything you want to plug?
Well, I suppose two things. The first is to check out our website. That's illinoispolicy.org. You're going to learn a lot more about what they do, about what we do, sorry. And then, you know, the second thing would be to stay engaged. You know, if you live in Chicago, become aware of what this real estate, what this renter's tax is. It's called the real estate transfer tax. And don't be afraid to call your local legislatures if you have some concerns about what's going on. They're paid to listen to you.
I appreciate that. That's the voice of Josh Banduk, head of policy for Illinois Policy Institute, illinoispolicy.org. Josh, thanks so much for your time today. It was a joy to have you on the program.
That's my pleasure, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.